On September the 19th, the Catholic Church celebrates the feast of St. Januarius, a bishop, martyr, and patron saint of Naples, Italy. Now, traditionally, on this day and on two other occasions a year, his blood, which is kept in a glass ampule in the shape of a rounded cruet, liquefies. According to documentation cited by the Italian media, the miracle has taken place since at least 1389, the first instance on record. The dried blood of St. Januarius, who died around 305 AD, is preserved in two glass ampules, one larger than the other, in the chapel of the treasury of the Naples Cathedral. Now, the church believes that the miracle takes place in response to the dedication and prayers of the faithful. When the miracle occurs, the mass of reddish dried blood adhering to one side of the ampule turns into completely liquid blood, covering the glass from side to side. The saint's blood traditionally liquefies three times a year in commemoration of the transfer of his remains to Naples the Saturday before the first Sunday in May on his liturgical feast, September the 19th, and on the anniversary of the eruption of nearby Mount Vesuvius in 1631 when his intercession was invoked and the city was spared from the effects of the eruption. The liquefaction process sometimes takes hours or even days, but sometimes it doesn't happen at all. Normally, after a period that can range from 2 minutes to an hour, the solid mass turns red and begins to bubble. The ampules, which contain a dark solid mass, are enclosed in a reliquary that is held up and rotated sideways by a priest to show that the blood has liquefied. This is usually done by the Archbishop of Naples while the people pray. Now, according to an Italian Catholic magazine, the reliquary with the ampules remain on view for the faithful for 8 days, during which they can kiss it while a priest turns it to show that the blood is still liquid. Then, it is returned to the safety vault and locked away inside the chapel of the treasury of the cathedral. With the exclamation, "The miracle has happened," the people approach the priest holding the reliquary to kiss the relic and sing the Te Deum in thanksgiving. Now, several investigations have already been conducted in the past to find a scientific explanation that answers the question of how something solid can suddenly liquefy, but none has been satisfactory so far. When the blood doesn't liquefy, the Neapolitans take it as an omen of misfortune. Now, the blood did not liquefy in September of 1939, 1940, 1943, 1973, 1980, nor in December of 2016 and 2020. The relic also remained solid the year Naples elected a communist mayor, but it spontaneously liquefied when the late Archbishop of New York, Cardinal Terence Cooke, visited the St. Januarius Shrine in 1978. Now, in 2015, while Pope Francis was giving some advice to the religious, priests and seminarians of Naples, the blood liquefied again. The last time the liquefaction occurred before a pontiff was in 1848 with Pius IX. It did not happen when John Paul II visited the city in October of 1979, or in the presence of Benedict XVI in October of 2007. Now, who was St. Januarius? Little is known of the life of St. Januarius other than he was born in Benevento to a rich family. At age 15, he became the local priest of his parish in Benevento, which was pagan. At the age of 20, he became the Bishop of Naples and was a friend of Juliana of Nicomedia and St. Sosius, whom he met during his priestly studies. During the 1.5 year persecutions of Christians by Emperor Diocletian, he was said to have hid his fellow Christians and prevented them from being caught. Unfortunately, while visiting St. Sosius in jail, he too was arrested. He and his colleagues were condemned to be thrown to the wild bears in the Flavian amphitheater. This sentence was changed due to fear of a public disturbance, and they were instead beheaded at the Solfataras crater near Puzzoli. According to legend, a woman called Eusebia, just after the saint's death, saved some of his blood, where it was taken to Naples, where it is now preserved in two glass vials as a relic in the Cathedral of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Naples. St. Januarius is the patron saint of blood banks, volcanic eruptions, and Naples, Italy. St. Januarius, pray for us.